for example, we know that not all their deeds or wrong views or all akusala will bring results, but other akusala of a lesser degree can be a support for other karma already performed.
Yeah, because they are for a function of karma.
Still on this thing about wrong view, over the last few months I've actually had contact with people of different belief systems, and clearly they would hold what Buddhists would regard as wrong view about an omnipotent God or just one life, no karma, those sorts of things. But they also hold the view that it's almost like the goal, say, of enlightenment is there, but these are just one of many different roads that lead to the same goal, that following the Buddha's teaching is one way and, say, following the teachings of Christ are another way. And I guess the thing is that these people that I've met are really kind and decent people who keep high moral standards. So reading that sutta and thinking wrong view has terrible things in the future.
We know that wrong view can become a pata. What are the factors? Because I looked in the Atasalani and I couldn't actually find it. When is wrong view kamapata? Like for killing, one knows there has to be another living being and the intention to kill or whatever. Wrong view, just the wrong view. Any other factors or anything to differentiate lesser or stronger wrong views?
If we don't name the name of religion, what kind of religion that say that killing is all right? If you kill your enemy, it's all right. Or if you kill chicken, it's all right.
Mm-hmm. So just any wrong view about karma or about the path, or any wrong view is kamapata?
When it motivates action and deeds.
Only when it motivates action and deed, not just having the wrong understanding at this moment, but only when it actually motivates. When it motivates other kinds of...
That's why we say whether killing is kayakama or manoka.
I see. So it's only wrong view connected with one of the other kinds of akusala kamapata. Okay.
That's it. So it has to connect with the other kinds of...
Because usually when it's kamapata, it hurts or harms the other.
And what about teaching wrong view?
Mm-hmm. With what kind of intention?
Not knowing that it's...
Even so... It's akusala kamapata because the teaching is wrong. For instance, killing is all right.
Okay, it's just one example. Normally, suppose I observe another person and what I perceive as akusala on the part of the other person, I might think very rarely that it's a conditioned state. Now, suppose instead of thinking like that, I come to the conclusion that he's a bad person. Is that influenced by wrong view?
I see that we talk about all jetasikas without understanding any reality of them. And that can be known only when awareness is aware, arises and aware. Otherwise, we keep on talking like now.
Right. But it's not necessary. Accompanied by
it's
wrong
thinking
view.
Again.
It's thinking. Yeah. That is for sure. It's thinking. Mm-hmm. But that thinking is not necessarily wrong view.
Thinking about what?
That I conclude that the other person is bad.
No, because thinking that it's a permanent person, it's wrong view.
And you made a comment about if it's done with akusala, even if they don't know it, it's useless. But one might say, well, the people who receive the offering wouldn't think that it's useless.
It's only thinking.
Right, only thinking about the act,
It's the go to the foot of trees bit. That it's like, do this and then do that. I understand he was talking to monks.
But whoever he's talking to, when one understands more about anatta and about conditioned dharmas, then when one reads it, it's not any problem or concern or issue, because one knows that whatever one reads or understands is in the light of anatta or conditioned dharmas. So whether it's conventional speech being used or whether one's talking about elements, it makes no difference. Okay. Like when if Kun Suchin says to me, develop Panya, I don't take it at all that it's any command or order or any idea of self. It's just a reminder about not forgetting the importance of Panya in one's life because everything else is so unimportant.
It started from anatta, there being no control.
Mm.
Everything happens by conditions.
Mm.
Really, that very little choice. So why would or why did the Buddha phrase it in that way? Monks go to the foot of trees or develop Panya. It's like a command. But if there's no real control...
So if there's no conditions like that, even with Ajahn, when she talks to us and talks the way she does, and sometimes she doesn't talk about, well, there's no one here right now. She talks about us being here. She talks about coming together and having talks and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and to contemplate and to read, even though there's no self that does that. But that's the condition for that.
Also, the Thai is misled by that word too. Something that Buddha said it go, but
mm-hmm.
actually the right translation from Pali is not go, but wherever you are.
Mm.
I think that's more
that's
correct.
What the Bible
you know, when,
saying,
when,
like
when,
you were saying.
When you go home, when you go in the forest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the Buddha also encouraged kusala of other kinds and jhana if a person was already doing it.
Excuse me, but not as a command, not as
not
an
as
order.
A command.
Yeah. So it depends on the listener's understanding. If one has understand the development of satipatthana, then satipatthana can arise.
Mm. And not everyone will have satipatthana.
Mm, so it depends on the individual's understanding.
Mm. Can I ask a question about conditions, John? Conditions are real, but are not dhammas. Is that right?
Is rupa a condition?
Is rupa a condition?
Is citta a condition?
Yes.
Is jetasika a condition?
Yes,
so.
Can be.
What do you mean it can be?
Well, there's no jetasika condition.
So. Why not? What about conditioning each
other? Hetupachaya.
The condition is inherent in the particular dhamma.
But we talk about these different 24 conditions.
Right,
there
but those 24 conditions are inherent within a particular dhamma when it arises. For instance, like jittas arise with jetasikas, okay? So you have that condition that they arise together.
Whether we can say conditions are dhammas, or whether they
are dhammas, can there be anything?
No.
So dhamma themselves are conditions by different ways.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And also banyati. Everything can be conditioned.
Yes.
But one condition only, Aramana Pajiyo.
Right.
Upanisya Pajiyo too.
But even when we talk about
Upanisya
Pajiyo, it's not really the concept that's conditioning, but the citta which takes that concept, which
but
is...
According to Sutta, all, even Banyati and Pukala and residence, whatever, temperature.
Weather. So it's not just the feeling of the temperature, it's the temperature itself.
Mm-hmm. If banyati are not real, their concepts, then the fact that they can act as condition, how does that work?
Because you see that what are we talking now are banyati.
Mm-hmm.
When there is understanding the word or the meaning,
right.
And can condition. Like Upanisya Pajya, the more you hear, the more you consider.
Yeah.
It can condition more panya.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand they can do it, but I don't understand how it operates.
By way of sutta. In the sutta, it says it all. But when we talk about Paramadadhamma can be Pakatu Upanisya Pajya.
But when we talk about climate, for example, climate is just the experiencing of temperature. So it's actually just a concept referring to different
and
dhammas.
And what about the heat and cold, which is temperature?
Which is not experienced, you mean?
Which is experienced, right?
It is,
so I'm saying it's not a concept because it's experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the actual concept that conditions later cheetahs, but the experiencing of those.
For instance, when we talk about pukala as condition, see, friends, teachers, we talk in the sense that from whom like from these words from Buddha or from teacher.
Mm.
But on the Paramattha level, what does the condition
do? The association of that person, hearing a lot or taking some ideas from that person, little by little.
But that's already conceptual.
Even so, it can be Upanisaya Paccaya only. So the Banyati can be Aramana Paccaya for sure,
really?
And for Upanisaya Paccaya, but not directly.
In case of Upanisaya Paccaya.
What do you mean not directly?
Because it's said in Sutta, not in Abhidhamma.
But in the Sutta, when we use Banyati, isn't it just a shorthand for the Paramattha Dhammas, like association with people?
So we have to understand that by hearing a lot, considering a lot, it can condition Ben Pakatu Upanisaya Paccaya.
So it's actually the hearing and the considering.
Right.
So the
hearing
the,
what, see, from
right.
whom.
Right.
That's why the Sutta includes the Bukala and residents or friends.
Conditions describe the relationship
yes.
between Dhammas.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Right.
But they are real.
They are real, yes.
Yeah.
But they are neither Nama or Rupa.
They are neither Nama nor Rupa.
What do you mean? The name or what?
The quality.
The quality of reality. You cannot say just quality without any reality.
Right.
So when you say lopa, one of the qualities is root?
Lopa has its characteristic of being attached, craving, clinging, that is lopa.
But how would you describe root?
But when
condition?
They arise together with other jetasika, it is sahachan bhajya. Because the other jetasika cannot arise without it, or it cannot arise with other jetasika. That is by way of being a paccaya for the others. Because when we talk about paccaya, we have to talk about the result too. Paccaya and paccupanna. We cannot say just paccaya without paccupanna. When we talk about paccayana, it shows that this reality cannot arise by itself. There must be other realities as paccaya too. It just clarifies how all these realities arise by what paccaya.
We experience conditions. Conditions
yeah.
can be experienced.
At least 24.
Or known, should I?
For example, the Mahabhuta Rupa, the four Mahabhuta Rupa. The solidity is not the temperature, but they arise together.
Right, but
so
there's a condition
right,
inherent there that
how can
them
they
to
arise?
Together.
But Yashio explain how can they arise?
This I understand.
So without Jetasika, Citta cannot arise.
Right.
So Paccaya must be Paramada Dhamma.
With the two exceptions.
The Aramana Paccaya. Because when Citta experiences a concept, the concept is the condition Aramana Paccaya for that Citta. And the one we were talking about, Pakatu Upanisaya, natural decisive support condition. Concepts can be the condition of weather or person.
Mm.
But apart from these, all conditions are Paramattha Dhammas.
And the question is whether Citta can condition Aramana to arise?
It is mutual.
The question is, can Citta condition Aramana? Can Citta be Aramana Paccaya for object?
For object?
For an object, or its object to
no.
arise. No. As Aramana, Citta has the Aramana as its condition.
What about the Patisandhi Citta?
I'd like to ask a question about samatha with reflection or recollection of the Buddha as an object of
now.
Now,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And same for Dhamma, because actually now we are thinking about aspects of the teachings, and I guess that's a level of samatha.
Kusala citta.
If it's kusala, if
which
it's kusala.
Understands the panya or the virtues of Buddha.
Right.
Yeah, but appreciating Dhamma. And understanding a particular Dhamma is different.
Yes, but while one has the understanding, doesn't one appreciate?
But if the understanding can be satipatthana, but it's not necessarily samatha.
Does the Eightfold Path have no samatha at all?
Isn't it?
Yeah, samatha and vipassana together. But for samatha, bhavana, only samatha. But for vipassana, bhavana, must be samatha and vipassana together. All kusala is samatha, sangop, calm.
So here, when you're talking about samatha, eightfold path, or kusala is calm, are you particularly referring to pasadi chetasika, not to concentration? When you talk about the Eightfold Path, are you referring to right concentration or also to pasadi chetasika?
Some people do not understand the development of samatha. They think that it's the development of concentration, but actually it's the development of tranquility or samatha.
It's also development of concentration. I'm not trying to detract from what you say, but it seems to me that the aspect of taking the same object repeatedly, it's not the same as the momentary concentration, but that aspect comes into play at a certain level of samatha, as I understand.
Right? As all kusala dhamma are calm, so when it's satipatthana, it's also calm,
right.
And there must be ekakata cetasika arising. But the purpose or the intention is not stressing on concentration at all.
No, no.
The word samatha, you would only use that word surely under, if you were practicing under the right conditions, in the right place, in the right way. You wouldn't use the word samatha in a very casual way. Concentration, yes, but not samatha.
Well, at the beginning level, as I understand it, the characteristic of samatha is the tranquility, rather than the repeatedly taking the same object.
But that's more like a kanika samadhi or something like that, rather than a samatha.
When citta is kusala, it's calm. That's the meaning of samatha. But in ordinary life, it's very short. Like at the moment of giving, not as long moment like the moment when one consider or contemplate on the object, which the citta begins to be calmer and calmer.
But isn't the word samatha usually used for the development of the jhanas?
Yes.
You're not going to develop the jhanas in daily life.
Yeah. But without the momentarily calm, can there be the strong one?
No, but would you call it samatha or just a bit of samadhi?
Samadhi can be wholesome or unwholesome. So when citta is kusala, it's not unwholesome samadhi. But when it's the moment of giving, the characteristic of concentration does not appear as so calm, because we can give and then no characteristic of calmness appearing at all. But when citta has more development of kusala, the characteristic of calmness appear or show up.
Calmness, but not samatha.
Begin from moment to moment, and it grows until it becomes the upajara samadhi. So the person who really develops samatha understand the beginning and the growth of calmness. So they can understand the difference between the momentary calmness and the upajara samadhi, or the samadhi which is calmer than the beginning.
So if someone has the intention to develop samatha, they would start off by some level of developing kusala first, before hoping to get to the higher levels of samatha.
For example, right now, can there be the development of samatha?
From what you're saying, if there's development of kusala right now...
Yes, but with understanding. Mm. Without understanding, there never be the development of samatha at all. So those people who can develop samatha must have the understanding of what is samatha and how to develop it correctly. Because it's not just sit and concentrate on an object without any understanding of citta at all. And to understand the characteristic of citta, which is kusala, is not easy, because we are so used to like the sitting alone and taking it for it's so good because there's no disturbance at all. That is lobha, but that is not samatha.
And the lobha just comes in. I'm trying to figure out how can someone develop samatha without wanting.
Mm-hmm.
It must be very high panya.
Because they just use the word samatha, but they are not developing samatha. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that it's not correct to say that sati can be directed to a particular object.
Because they miss the word with understanding. When it's bhavana, development, whether it is samatha or vipassana, it has to be with understanding.